Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. May I please speak with Ben Russell?
This is she.
We're conducting a national survey about important issues facing our nation, state, and local communities, and we'd like to get your opinions. We're not selling anything, and your answers are confidential. Thus, first of all, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it is still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely will.
And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat, excuse me.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Strong Democrat.
In the November 2020 elections, general elections, sorry, for whom did you vote for president, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
And now, just for classification purposes, can you please tell us what is your age?
75.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White, Caucasian.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10. I'm voting for
okay.
Sure.
And thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed? Very satisfied, just somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm very satisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Congress are handling their jobs? Strongly approve, somewhat, or disapprove?
Somewhat.
And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 again. How important an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10 again, okay? The
okay.
First issue is improving K-12 education. From 0 to 10, how important?
0.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
7.
Addressing immigration and border security.
7.
From 0 to 10, 7. Combating climate change and protecting the environment. How
10.
Important? 10, okay. Banning TikTok. The application TikTok?
2.
Combating climate change and protecting the environment?
10.
Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries?
9.
Banning assault weapons?
9.
0 to 10? 9. Protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
And the last one, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
9.
Thank you. And do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you, yes or no?
No.
And you answered that the President and Congress are not focused on issues that are important to you. Does that make you less likely to vote, or are you still motivated to vote in the upcoming election?
I'm still motivated to vote.
And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. A 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold, but you can use any number between 0 to 100, okay, depending
okay.
on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know. The first one, Mark Zuckerberg, from 0 to 100.
Zuckerberg?
Yes, Mark Zuckerberg, from 0 to 100. How would you rate him?
Seventy.
Okay. And Charlemagne the Good?
I don't know who that is, so.
Okay, no problem. Cornel West from 0 to 100.
Again, I don't know anything about him, so okay. I guess there. I don't.
And Republicans in Congress. Republicans in general, from 0 to 100, how would you rate them?
Zero.
X, formerly known as Twitter, from 0 to 100.
I'm sorry, who?
Twitter, the application, but now it's called X. So X, formerly known as Twitter, from 0 to 100.
Zero.
And Democrats in Congress, from 0 to 100.
60.
YouTube, the application YouTube?
100.
Okay. TikTok, from 0 to 100?
30.
Joe Biden?
100.
Cory Booker?
95.
And last one, Donald Trump?
Zero.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom will you vote?
Joe Biden.
And generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? In your own words.
Well, I think he was handed a can of worms when he took office, and I think he's done a fantastic job to drag us out of all of that mire and muck that we were in. I think he's done a fantastic job.
Thank you. And just let me document your answer. And now, changing gears now, we're almost done with the survey. We're at 65%. We want to ask you a couple of questions about tech issues that have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much will you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence, or AI? A great deal, a fair amount, not much, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence, or AI, is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society, or more of a threat?
I'm on the fence on that one.
Maybe much more of a benefit, somewhat more of a benefit, somewhat more of a threat, or much more of a threat?
Somewhat more of a benefit.
Okay. And which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. Tech companies should be less regulated than they currently are. Or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
It should be more regulated.
More regulated. And thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? Big U.S. tech companies, the U.S. government, China, U.S. law enforcement, Russia, North Korea, or foreign tech companies?
What was the question again?
Thinking about the potential use and misuse of your personal data online.
Well, how many choices do I get? How many can I pick?
Which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data privacy and security? I have big U.S. tech companies, U.S. government, China, law enforcement, Russia, North Korea, or foreign tech companies.
Oh, gee. I'd like to pick about four of them, but...
What if you have to choose just one? Which one?
I'd say Russia.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, we are 75% on. Again, thank you so much for your time. How often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? Facebook, multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than a month, or not at all?
Less than a month.
And TikTok, multiple times a day, about once a day?
Not at all.
Not at all? YouTube?
Not at all. Multiple times a week.
Okay. Instagram?
Not at all.
Not at all. And the last one, X, formerly
Not
Twitter.
At all.
Not at all. And now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies, and for each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement. The first one, TikTok plays a negative role in society. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Agree or disagree? I don't know. I don't have an opinion on that.
No problem. The next one is, Meta keeps its users' data secure. Strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
The next one, X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure.
I don't have an opinion on that.
Okay. And the last two statements. Meta plays a negative role in society. Agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly agree?
Somewhat.
And the last one, X or Twitter plays a negative role in society.
Strongly agree.
Strongly agree. And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president singing it into law? Yes, a lot, a little, or not heard?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
No problem. Have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill to ban TikTok and the president singing it into law? Yes, a lot. Yes, a little,
yeah,
or not heard?
Yes, a little.
Mm-hmm. A little. And I'd like to ask you about the law Congress recently passed and President Biden signed into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
I don't know.
But maybe strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose.
Somewhat support. How about that?
And generally speaking, will you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.? Much more likely to vote for, somewhat more likely to vote against, or much more likely to vote against?
That's a weird question. I don't think it would have any bearing on whether I voted for him or not, but...
Well, maybe someone more likely to vote for that candidate, or
somewhat likely. Or...
Okay.
Yeah,
and
whatever.
What do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? They are trying to help their rich, special interest friends and donors. They want to protect U.S. citizens' data security. They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They are playing politics. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with, or they have been influenced by big tech lobbyists who work for TikTok's competitors. The primary motivations behind banning TikTok.
God.
I can repeat the list if you want. It's not a problem.
Well, I get political, and they want to protect us, and...
But if you have to choose just one, they are playing politics? Or they want to protect us? U.S. citizens, data security?
Well, I don't know. You know, I'm going to say politics.
Okay. And generally speaking, from which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? Cable news, such as CNN, Fox News, or MSNBC, local TV news, news aggregators, such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, social media, such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, national evening news network TV news, such as ABC, CBS, and NBC, print newspapers, YouTube, music and entertainment sites, news website or apps, or talk or news radio, or none of the above?
News website.
Okay. And the last two questions are for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell us what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Let me think back. It's been a long time.
No, but I mean, like, 11th grade, high school graduate.
Oh, no.
Some college or college graduate.
Okay. I've got an AA degree, so whatever that
okay.
is.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Like a vocational certificate. And are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Divorced.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
And okay, this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great
You're
evening.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.